We continue our props breakdown series here on the Prospects and Props podcast, but we move on to the wide receiver position, the first of what is five groups of wide receivers for us to break down here on the show. Chris Schubert, Jamie Eisner back with you once again here on the show. We appreciate you making this a part of your day. And like we mentioned, wide receiver props, and we are coming in hot and heavy with the group today, and we are kicking it off with the wide receiver one in all of football, Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson. Jamie teased it yesterday, basically said who we were starting with, and we are getting into it with the biggest name in the position. Jamie, 1,350.5 yards, 8.5 touchdowns. Jamie, he's hit this yard number each year of his career, 1,400, 16, 16, and 1,809.
So the touchdown number is perfectly fine, whatever. I don't even want to discuss that. What am I missing with this yardage number?
Jamie, it's because Adam Thielen is no longer there. So all the attention is now going to be put onto Justin Jefferson. And so he's not going to be able to put up the type of numbers that we've seen each of the last 3 years, because they're going to, it's the cat's out of the bag now, Jamie. They're going to pay all this attention to Justin Jefferson. And so he can't possibly get to 1,350 yards.
So he's going to get 500 yards less?
Guy had 1,809 yards last year.
Yeah. I love this over here. I have Justin Jefferson getting 1,688 yards, like 338 yards above this total. I see no reason why he can't get there. Touchdowns are kind of where they should be. I have him at 8.8, and it's 8.5 here. And, you know, we've kind of seen that fluctuation between, you know, at 7, 10, 8. So the touchdowns are a little bit harder to come by. But he's literally done this every year of his career. He's an absolute target machine who I expect to can, you know, 184 targets last year. I think he's going to probably get closer to 170 this year. But unless he gets hurt, I don't see no way he doesn't get over this.
Right.
And yes, Thielen's not there, but Thielen's missed significant time the last couple of years. They brought in Jordan Addison. KJ Osborne has emerged. They don't have Dalvin Cook in the backfield. And I don't think Madison's going to catch the ball quite as much as Dalvin Cook did or be targeted quite as much. This defense is as abysmal as it's been. So they're going to have to throw a lot. This is a high passing volume team. Literally, this checks every single box that you want. And I know 1350 as a betting line is really high. So I understand that, but it's not high enough. I see no reason. I think Justin Jefferson can get this in 14 games. Possibly.
He did it in 16 games in 2020. He had 1,400 yards in 16 games on only 125 targets, 88 catches.
I don't get this one. I know you have to set the line somewhere, and sometimes it becomes tough when you deal with like elite teams or elite players setting the line. And we talked about this with Mahomes, of even though we both took the over, the lines were just ridiculously high to begin with.
Right.
But I don't see the argument for betting the under here. Unless you have some inside information that his knee's going to fall off. I don't see the logic here in doing anything. If you want to stay away, sure, whatever. But like, I don't see the logic on betting anything on this but the over in receiving yards.
I mean, Jamie, we're going hot and heavy here. You went Justin Jefferson, and now you went with my guy here in the second spot here for the show. Detroit Lions wide receiver one, Amon-Ra St. Brown. 999.5 on the yards, 5.5 on the touchdowns. Jamie, I don't know what to do here.
Oh, I do.
I mean, I would take the over if you made me pick one.
I'm taking the – oh, I feel good about the over on the yards. I have him at 1,225, so about 225 yards over this. He was able to be a 1,000-yard receiver last year.
Mm-hmm.
The target share is not going away. Like, I have him down for 155 targets this year.
That's 9 more than he had last year.
Where else is the ball going? Yeah, Jameer Gibbs, yeah, sure.
It's great. Not going to Jameson Williams for the first 6 weeks, I'll tell you that much.
No, and it's not going to T.J. Hockenson for half a season.
And like it's probably not going to go to Sam Laporta in the early going.
So Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to be the target hog. And it's you can't really game plan his targets out of the game. You can limit the amount of production he might be able to get on those targets a little bit, but as a slot receiver and the types of yards that he gets in the short to intermediate type of targets – defenses are going to give that to you. So
mistake.
I don't do that.
I
don't see a reason why you can't be a 1,000-yard receiver again this year. He's a durable player. He does the strength training. He's built like a freaking tank. I don't really trust the touchdowns. I mean, at 5.5 here, I have him at 6.5. So we're within the margins there.
And he had 5 and 6 in his first 2 years of his career. So he's on the numbers. So you kind of stay away from it. But like, he was almost a 1,000-yard receiver as a rookie in the league, a fifth round rookie. And then last year was an 1,100-yard player. And again, was basically the only receiver they had in the offense for a majority of the season. They traded T.J. Hockenson in the middle of the year. Jameson Williams didn't come back until, what, late in the season and wasn't very productive.
Oh, and by the way, Chark's not there this year.
Right, so, like, I don't... And it's still Ben Johnson running the offense.
Correct.
You know what? You've convinced me. It's not a cartwheel, but we're moving very quickly towards the betting window.
Yeah, I think this is a very low number considering where he should be. Like, I have no reason to believe this year that he can't be a 1,200-yard receiver if he's healthy.
Let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagles, Jamie, shall we? And let's talk about one of their wide receivers. Maybe not the receiver that everyone thinks we're going to start with, because we'll start with Devonta Smith here on the show. 975.5 on the yards, 6.5 on the touchdowns. Jamie, do people not remember that this guy was a 1,200-yard receiver last year with 7 touchdowns? Do they forget?
People aren't paying it. So, like I said, and we talked about this a little bit when we did our final running back episode with Miles Sanders. Jalen Hurts deserves all the praise he got. But one of the factors of all the praise he got was a lot got overshadowed. And if you didn't really watch the Eagles a lot, and you just listened to the coverage of the Eagles or read the coverage of the Eagles or watched Twitter, you would think it was Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, and their front seven, and there was no, and then that was it. That was the only thing that happened on the Eagles. Devonta Smith continues to be extremely underrated. He is a top-end wide receiver who is way closer to different types of players, but is closer to the talent level of A.J. Brown than people give him credit for. I love this one as well. So 975.5, I have him projected this year to get 1,186 yards. I have him at 92 catches, 1,186, and
you have him. You have him taking a step backwards. He had 1,196 yards last year. So you don't think very highly of Devonta Smith. You think backwards in production, falling off the cliff.
I have him falling off by like 3.5 catches and 9 yards.
They hate to see it.
I really think it's going to be a bounce. I guess it wouldn't be a bounce back.
Regression. A bounce down year. A regression for Devonta Smith in 2023. You heard it here
Devonta
first,
Smith
folks.
Is every bit of a wide receiver one. He is going to be heavily used in this offense.
Epitome of health. Played in 17 games both years of his career.
And is as much of a target hog as A.J. Brown is.
104 targets in his rookie year, 136 targets last year.
So two receiver offense. The ball goes two places and the tight end. That's where the ball goes.
Good luck stopping it.
It goes to Brown and Devonta Smith like 10 times a game and also get Dallas Goedert. That's where the ball goes. And that's where the ball is going to continue to go because you can't stop all three. And by the way, most teams didn't.
Right.
And by the way, the Chiefs didn't really either.
No, they didn't.
So there's a lot of factors in there with this. The touchdowns, that's fine. I'm not touching those.
We should have a sign behind us, Jamie, that we can just point to. It says, don't bet on touchdown props.
I know. I think the line has to just be really wrong. Because I feel like
that has felt really wrong? It might have been a quarterback.
We probably did on the quarterback side. Because the problem is you start to deal with, like, realistically, just mathematically, on running backs and wide receivers, what is the range of potential touchdown outcomes for most starters? It's like 4 to 12, reasonably when you're guessing. Yes, there's going to be guys that get more than that, but reasonably when you're guessing 4 to... So you're only really dealing with, what's that, 9 numbers? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 9 numbers that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room for you to find a lot of value versus in yards where you can have hundreds and hundreds of yards of different value.
I remember one that we liked.
All three of these guys, I've had multiple hundreds of yards differences than the line here. It's tough to kind of do that with touchdowns. You don't have that same level because you have 9 numbers.
We both felt very strongly about Justin Fields' under 19.5 touchdowns. I remember that one.
Yeah. And I think we both felt pretty strongly. I think Mahomes over touchdowns, but I can't remember what. I mean, at this point, that might as well have been 6 months ago
I don't remember half the stuff that we said.
I've been in four different countries.
Yeah,
it's been
a wild ride.
Including the United States.
Keenan Allen, the next receiver up for the Los Angeles Chargers. 875.5 on the yards, 5.5 on the touchdowns. Look, Jamie, if the guy's healthy, he's going to hit this number.
Yeah,
but he played in 10 games last year. Now, before that, he's been pretty healthy, but like...
Yeah, he's kind of had the weird run there where he went really unhealthy for a while, then super healthy again, and then last year was kind of... I'm a little worried about the health, and I feel like they snuck into my spreadsheet for this one.
Oh.
I've I have Keenan Allen projected for 14 games. I have him at 828 yards and 5.2 touchdowns.
So this is one of those too close to even want to even explore either side.
Yeah, because to me, the only reason why he's this low is because of injuries. But are you going to bet on Keenan Allen? First off, are you going to bet on any Charger to stay healthy for 17 games?
Well, here's the other thing too, Jamie.
Just as a principle.
Here's the other thing too, Jamie. They added to this wide receiver room. Mike Williams is still there. They added Quentin Johnston. They have Palmer, Gerald Everett. They've still got Austin Eckler. Like,
yeah,
there's more mouths to feed than ever before in this Chargers offense. And so that would be a concern. So you've got the injury concern, and you've got now a volume concern, I think.
Yeah. I can't bet on this. I just can't. It's obviously too close to my rankings, but like, I don't know. Am I going to get 16 games? Am I going to get 10 games? Am I going to get 8 games? Am I going to get 13 games? I don't know. And I know I'm going to get production weeks on the field. Talk to me about weekly props when we start doing that in season. And there are going to be some options for me there because I think he might be priced a little low in those. But I just got to see him healthy. And also I got to see him healthy when he's on the field. Because he does, to his credit, he does try to fight through some things. As he and Mike Williams. But we have seen times where those guys come on the field at 50%. And it's very obvious that they're trying their best, but they're just not there that day. So all of those reasons for me, I'm out.
All right, Jamie. You got to help me with this next one.
Yeah.
You got to explain this one to me. Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Mike Evans.
Yes.
My guy. I'm just going to look here statistically. Every year of his career, every single solitary season of his career, he's been a 1,000-yard receiver. He's had some bad quarterbacks throwing him the ball. I know he had those years with Tom Brady, but he's had some bad quarterbacks throwing him the ball. He's been a 1,000-yard receiver every year of his career. Why is this number 925.5 and his touchdowns are 6.5? You got to explain it to me. I get it. Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask are going to throw him the ball, but he's put up 1,000-yard seasons with some really bad quarterbacks.
He has, but this might be the worst of the group. We don't love the coaching. And there's some other, and I think Chris Godwin, I'm trying to remember who he was with in the pre-Godwin era that might have, there was the Sean Jackson run. I'm trying to see who else would have been.
I understand.
Has he ever had a number two that would generate this sort of target share like Chris Godwin would?
I can't.
I'm looking back at some of the teams because I know they did the Sean Jackson for a minute. I guess Vincent Jackson as well. Rest in peace, by the way. So he was able to do it early in his career with Vincent Jackson there for a second. How many years did he play with Vincent Jackson? A few. Here's the thing. I'm
just not going to be the guy. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be the guy that bets the under on Mike Williams getting 1,000 yards. I'll stay away from it, but I'm not doing it.
I'm kind of sad they didn't just do 999.5 like they did for Amon-Ra. That would have been fun. I have him getting to 1,006. But
which is exactly what he did in 2020.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't feel great about it, though, I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm not
going to. No, it can be a stay away, but like, I'm not going to be the guy that bets on this year being the year that Mike Williams doesn't get to 1,000 yards.
I think this is fine. I think 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns is reasonable to expect. I do. But this is a complete stay away from me. I'm sorry. Like, just it is. I hope he does. I hope he gets 1,000. I wanted to see him keep this streak going, but I have more concerns about him doing it this year than I ever have going into a season.
I would agree with that.
I mean, I guess since this became a thing, like obviously we didn't expect necessarily know he's going to be 1,000-yard receiver as a rookie and all that other fun stuff. But
since we've started tracking this and paying attention to it,
the Undertaker streak has become a thing.
Right.
Okay. Like it wasn't a streak when he was beating Giant Gonzalez. Okay. So like, but since this 1,000-yard streak has become a thing, I have never felt less confident that he was going to hit it than I do this year.
Everybody's favorite sleeper breakout candidate, running. Gabe Davis.
Running.
It's not for an under. You don't run for unders.
I run for overs.
And you're running for this over.
I'll let you do your part. I will say this, but I will continue my trend as I am fully on board of the Gabe Davis post-hype sleeper. I think because he was one, he wasn't as bad last year as everybody.
My guy had 836 yards and 7 touchdowns last year. He was good. It was the best year of his career.
He wasn't as bad last year as people want to remember.
And he played less games.
The hype was out of control going into the year. And to be fair, I understood why. Like, that game against Kansas City was an all-timer. And I understand that. But, like, this team didn't add any pass-catching weapons outside of Dalton Kincaid. They didn't add another wide receiver. They don't have a lot of options out the outside receiver. I love this. I'll let you do your part, Chris. I'll let you break down the numbers from the past. But like, to me, this is the one where everybody bought in last year, got burned, and like, screw this guy. I am buying all the stocks. This is the money is made when blood's running in the streets acronym, but this is for a fantasy where everybody sell. I'm buying.
Gabe Davis, 775.5 on the yards, 6.5 on the touchdowns. Now, he's hit these touchdown number two of the 3 years of his career, including last year. The yards number just last year with 836. But the important thing is he saw a massive increase in both targets and catches. He went from 63 being his career high in 2021 to 93 targets last season, and then ended up with close to 50 catches, 48 catches. Only played in 15 games when each of the first 2 years of his career, it was 16. So you have that to factor in as well. Yeah, I'm with you, Jamie. I think you look at this and you say, even if he just what he was last year,
yeah,
you hit both of these numbers.
Yeah, I have him projected for 1,013 yards and 9.7 touchdowns. So significantly higher than both of these numbers. One of the best, I think the factor here too, is he doesn't need a ton of targets to get to this number. I do think he's going to be a 100 target guy, but he is one of the better yards per target receivers in the NFL. And just, again, his style system, the way he is used to complement Stephon Diggs in this offense, the way Josh Allen pushes the ball down the field. I love this. I think this is the year where Gabe Davis actually, I think Gabe Davis has the year this year everybody thought he was going to have last year.
The next chunk of players we have to discuss here, Jamie, you've presented to me. There are five of them.
Yes.
Every single one of them
just touchdowns.
Does not have a yards prop. We're just going down the touchdown bandwagon, which if you know anything about the show, we kind of stay away from these. So Jamie, he's steering us directly into it here on the show.
I know. I didn't want to not include these. So there's five of these guys here that only had touchdown props associated with them and no yards. And I figure we can kind of lump them in here and see, is there any value? Is there any reason why we should bet on these? Because normally I'd say no, but I think they're at least worthy of a discussion.
My early gut says no looking at these four guys, but we'll see.
Probably not.
Van Jefferson, 4.5.
Okay.
Michael Gallup, 4.5. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, 3.5. Tyler Boyd, 4.5. Jahan Dotson, 4.5. Now, I'll tell you, I kind of like the Jahan Dotson one, but then I remember that Sam Howell throwing him the football.
So the only ones, I think Gallup, MVS, and Boyd are complete stayaways for me. They're too close to the line. Jefferson and Dotson are interesting. I have Jefferson projected to get 6, but I'll be honest with you, who the hell knows? Like, I just, who the hell knows?
Right.
The one I want to focus on is Jahan Dotson. And I know it's the one that caught your eye as
it
well.
Did.
I know Sam Howell's throwing him the ball. But again, this is another case of a receiver that's a big play threat, plays bigger than his size, can get down the field. And by the way, had a decent amount of success getting into the end zone last year, relative to expectations. You know, 7 touchdowns last year and only 10 starts in 12 games. 7 touchdowns on 61 targets. I think he could flirt with 7 touchdowns again. I have him getting 85 right now. I have him getting 85 targets, 51 catches, 729 yards, and 6.8 touchdowns. If I were to bet on a touchdown bet, if you said I had to bet on one of these five, I think Jahan Dotson's the clear one for me. Because I don't think, even with Sam Howell there, I don't think 5 touchdowns is very difficult for him to get to.
When I look at some of the other guys on the list, Jamie, and like Tyler Boyd, that's a tough wide receiver room to break out in and get the 5 touchdowns. Marquez Valdez
on the red zone. Let's be honest. I know Tyler Boyd's gotten some scores here, but like you have T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. Where are you going to go?
Right.
One of those two guys, most likely.
Marquez Valdez Scantling. The Chiefs offense is just so, right.
I don't know,
exactly.
Dude.
Exactly. I don't feel comfortable with that. Van Jefferson, you know how I feel about Van Jefferson. I think he's going to be the wide receiver 3 on this team.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. You don't like him as much as I do.
Cooper Kupp's right. If Cooper Kupp's healthy, he's going to get all of them. All of the targets are going to go towards Cooper Kupp. Every single
and
one of them.
Plenty in the red zone.
Right. Michael Gallup.
Maybe, but
maybe.
Again, he's wide receiver 3.
Right.
Right. Like,
so like,
and let's be honest, Dak Prescott's touchdown, but has never been a heavy touchdown guy.
No.
Like relative to the other top quarterbacks, like in terms of like his touchdown percentage is a lot lower than the other top quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah. So for me, if I'm going to take one, it's Jahan Dotson, just because I think he's got the best opportunity to. Like the Rams, I don't know what to make of the Rams for 2020. No. I have no idea.
Again, would I be shocked if Van Jefferson caught 6 or 7 touchdowns this year?
No.
Absolutely not.
But I'm just not. I'm not betting on it.
Do I want to bet on it?
No.
Nah.
Absolutely not. That's group one of what is going to be five total groups that we're going to discuss here on the podcast over the various next couple of days. How about this for tomorrow's show, Jamie? Jamar Chase, AJ Brown, Deebo Samuel, just to name two of the guys that we're going to discuss on the show
those
tomorrow.
Three guys, Chris.
Did I say three names?
Yeah, you did.
I thought I said two names.
You said Deebo Samuel and you said whatever the other one was.
Mm. I don't think I said another name.
You said AJ Brown. You did.
Did I say AJ Brown?
AJ Brown, okay. And Deebo Samuel.
Okay. Well, those are just a couple
three
of the names.
One, two, three.
That you're going to hear on tomorrow's show for group two of our wide receiver props breakdown. We've got a lot of big names left for us to discuss. You're going to want to come back, see us again tomorrow so you can get this insight where we're leaning with these props ahead of the 2023 season. And again, you're going to hear our insights ahead of our props draft, which is going to be the conclusion of this entire series. We are going to do a props draft, take our top 5 or 10 or however many we decide of our favorite props, and we're going to see who does better throughout the course of the season, so you can hear our early thoughts on that as well. So in the meantime, please rate, review, subscribe to the podcast, share the show. We greatly do appreciate it. You can catch the video version of the show on YouTube, the Draft Network on YouTube. While you're watching the video, give it a thumbs up, leave a comment, subscribe, turn on the notification bell. Come on back, see us again tomorrow. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Schubert _. You can follow Jamie on Twitter at Jamie Eisner. Day 3 of attempting to get Jamie onto Threads. Still a no. Still a no on the getting Jamie Eisner onto the Threads. We'll get there. It'll happen. I think it'll happen before the season starts.
But make sure if you're listening to this early, get your takes on takes in.
That's true. We have takes on takes this week as well. So you're going to want to do that via Twitter, via Threads, via the TDM Premium Discord, all that stuff as well.
If you're via Threads at whatever Chris Schub with
yeah, me, I think it's CR Schub, SCHUBE. I have no idea. It's something. It's just whatever my Instagram handle is. But that's going to do it for us here on this edition of the show. Hope you all have a great rest of your day. We'll talk with you all tomorrow.